It's actually pretty sad. You know, when you get to the issue of they're trying to tell us the new Green Deal is about climate. It's not about climate. There's a little bit, but it's mostly about radical socialism. That's what the Green New Deal agenda is, which we have spelled out in details I won't repeat right now. We'll get to Mark Morano and Joe Bastardi on this in just a second. Now, the former Obama undersecretary at the Department of Energy, his name is Dr. Steve Koonin, is actually saying human beings haven't broken the climate system and that these alarmists are misinformed. How did he hide out in that administration for the period that he worked for Biden Obama? Here's what he said.
When you read the official reports from the UN and the U.S. government, you find some surprises. For example, even though the globe has warmed by about 2 degrees Fahrenheit over the last century, the incidence of heat waves across the 48 states is no greater now than it was in 1900. And the highest temperatures haven't gone up in 60 years. We have been able to find no detectable influence on hurricanes from humans. And the models that we use to predict future climates have become more uncertain even as they've become more sophisticated. So all of these things suggest that people who say that we've broken the climate and face certain doom unless we take drastic action are just misinformed about what the official reports actually say.
Well, we know that Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez thinks that the world is going to end in 12 years. She said this a year or two ago. Listen.
Overhauling our economy to decarbonize and save the planet is going to be expensive. Try not decarbonizing our economy and allowing sea levels to rise, every coastal city to go underwater, every Midwestern city or large swaths of the middle of the country experiencing drought on a level that we have not seen. That's going to be way more expensive. You think
when it comes to climate change, what is not realistic is not responding to the crisis on the not responding with a solution on the scale of the crisis. Because what's not realistic is Miami not existing in a few years. That's not realistic. So we need to be realistic about the problem.
I think that the part of it that is generational is that millennials and people and, you know, Gen Z and all these folks that come after us are looking up and we're like, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And your biggest issue is your biggest issue is how are we going to pay for it? And like, this is the war. This is our World War II.
And John Kerry said regarding climate change policy says, no one is being asked to sacrifice.
You said twice getting to net zero is going to be hard, really hard. And just remind everybody that that will depend on whether or not we have some breakthrough technologies and breakthrough innovations, number one. But even if we get to net zero, we still have to get carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. So this is a bigger challenge than a lot of people have sort of really grabbed onto yet. And indeed, for many people on the planet today, the climate crisis is an existential threat. But they, like the young woman who spoke yesterday, know that we are not yet behaving as if it is an existential threat. That is the challenge of today. And the message that we hope leaps out from today's panels is that no one is being asked for a sacrifice. This is an opportunity for better health, for great jobs with extraordinary opportunities of the future to grow our economies and to provide for much greater security for our nations.
Certainly he's not sacrificing. Anyway, Mark Morano is back with us, author of Green Fraud. It's just out, a brand new book. We'll put it up on Hannity.com. It's on Amazon.com, in bookstores everywhere. And Joe Bastardi back with us. His book was a bestseller, The Weaponization of Weather in the Phony Climate War. Thank you both for being with us. Mark, we'll start with you. So you listen to this former undersecretary, Department of Education under Obama. I think Steve Koonin probably has it pretty right.
Yeah, he does. And the courage to speak out. I mean, this is an Obama-Biden administration scientist breaking his silence, coming out with his dissent. And of course, the progressive activists in the climate movement are already trying to smear him and doing fact checks, all kinds of things on him. But he has so far been strong. He's not backing down. And it just goes to show you, we have Nobel Prize winning scientists. We have former UN scientists who've turned against the organization. Steve Koonin is just the latest name, and it's an amazing thing to watch. Many of the scientists are on the left, but they just couldn't handle how the politics of climate politics infested the whole climate movement. I mean, now the Green New Deal is being defined as you can't have a Green New Deal without abolishing the police. This is the latest this week. They want to cancel pet ownership. They want us to eat insects. It just goes on and on. So it's no surprise that the science was distorted for this kind of a wacky agenda.
You know, you've taken a lot of heat yourself, Joe Bastardi. And meanwhile, I think between you and Mark, I can't think of two people that know more about weather and that it's not only your job, but it's your life's passion. I mean, crazy former storm chaser that you've been in your life. And yet when you give the history, and you can give the history of every hurricane mm-hmm. with every name, with every bit of damage and devastation and pattern that it took, everybody, you know, they seem to bubble and fizz like Alka-Seltzer every time you say what you say about, you know, this phony climate war.
Yeah, well, that's what the book is about. It's a reputation with actual examples of weather events that were much worse. You've got to understand, my company, WeatherBell.com, is a small company. And we're a top 10 global weather forecasting company now. And part of the reason is because we've got two older guys, myself, Joe DeLeo, Boy Wonder Tom Downs, who supplies information that the newer generation is seeing. And we have looked and looked and looked. And when somebody comes up and says something, and you can instantly off the top of your head pull out 5 to 10 direct weather events that refute it, this is what I wrote about. And this is why our company kicked out that Texas freeze well more than a week away. I'm going to say something about that, too. I love Governor Abbott. I love Senator Cruz. But when I looked at what the proposals in the wake of the Texas freeze were, Sean, nothing. What I did not see anything about, let's get some extra eyes on the weather for warning. The National Weather Service in the United States is the best in the world. Do not get me wrong. I know I have my disagreements with NOAA about climate change, but boy, I'll tell you what, they're a fantastic organization. We should be very proud of it. But when you have someone who basically, you know, we have to be right in the private sector or we're going to get fired, especially with 1,700 other companies out there and also the Weather Service. When you have someone with that kind of experience, yeah, I was just asking for a chance to get in front of people and say, look, this is what we have to look at also. But here's the problem. It involves an agenda that people have ignored. We let them steamroll this right through. It started in 2015 when Gina McCarthy said it will make no difference. That's exactly what she said. And you heard President Biden say that. We're all going to be an example for the rest of the world with a mass economic suicide with an impossible utopian dream of zero carbon footprint. Well, this is what you get. What you tolerate today, you embrace tomorrow and celebrate in the next generation. And that's what I think you see going on out there.
How is it possible, Mark Burano, and correct me if I'm wrong on the facts, my understanding is that the United States has been leading every industrialized nation in terms of reducing emissions, CO2 emissions. And yet Joe wants to join the climate accords in Paris once again, which then would recognize China and India as developing countries. And what they pay is negligible to the massive sums of money that it'll cost the American taxpayers.
Yeah, I mean, China has been playing us here. First of all, John Kerry is willing to overlook any Chinese human rights abuses. He doesn't care. He wants to get some kind of assurance, some kind of signature from the Chinese leader and declare victory on climate. But you're absolutely right, Sean. The United States, President Trump was there, withdrew from the UN Paris Agreement, which was absolutely meaningless when it comes to climate. But it was a big, giant political boondoggle and threatened U.S. sovereignty and financing everything. But the United States under Trump, not only did we become the world's largest oil and gas producer, we became not only energy independent, but energy dominant. For the first time since Harry Truman was president, we had more energy exports than imports. And this is the kicker. During that time, we were leading the world in the biggest reductions in CO2. We were reducing our CO2 faster than any other nation. All the signatories of the UN Paris Agreement were shaming us for not signing or staying in the UN Paris Climate Pact. Well, we were blowing them away with actual results. And we did it because if you actually care about environment, state of the earth, climate, you would do the opposite of the Green New Deal. You would do Trump's policies of incredible economic growth, technological innovation, energy explosion, and what that ends up resulting in is you have the best environmental standards of domestic energy. All the Green New Deal is, all the UN Paris Agreement is going to do is offshore our mining, our energy exploration, our emissions to countries that don't have the same environmental standards or technology as us. It makes no sense from beginning to end, the entire climate agenda, if you think that they actually care about climate. What all of their policies will only harm planet Earth and the climate.
How is it possible, Joe Bastardi, for a new Green Deal, because the planet is going to be destroyed in 12 years, and $10 trillion is the estimated cost just to start this madness, and all of Joe's spending now on infrastructure, emergency COVID relief, you know, blue state bailouts, all down payments on the new Green Deal. And I'm trying to understand how a Green Deal is connected to child care. How is it connected to pre-K daycare? How is it connected to a guaranteed government job, guaranteed government wage, guaranteed government healthy food, guaranteed government health care, retirement, and the list goes on and on? How is that related in any way to anything green?
It's not. As a matter of fact, the planet is greener than it's ever been in the satellite era right now. So the real Green Deal is the extra CO2 in the atmosphere is fertilizing plants even more. In fact, I was walking by a tree the other day, tried to hug me because I'm a CO2 emitting organism, 100 times exhale more than I inhale CO2. But look, this is a phony war. There's no question about it. They came into the domain that I have loved since I was 3 years old, stuck it in the sewer, and dragged it through there. That's called politics, all right? And so it's a phony war, and they weaponized the weather for it. Let me tell you something, brother. That Texas freeze was nothing. Here comes hurricane season. Anytime it gets hot or it's dry someplace, it's all coming. So you know what? When you're ready to have me and Mark on for that. And by the way, Mark's book is unbelievable. It nails the political agenda perfectly. My domain is the weather. And I also have an interesting little way. If you fear CO2, folks, we can get rid of it pretty easily if you actually look at it. It's eco-friendly. So there are ways out of this that don't involve $10 trillion and more of what is a push for indentured servitude of future generations to a massive debt that has to be repaid.
Pretty unbelievable agenda that these guys have. Mark, congratulations on the book. Thank you for being with us. Joe Bastardi, thank you for being with us. 800-941-SEAN is our number.